Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, guys, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call, and I'm excited about the call tonight. Hey, listen, my name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, this is the way to do it. You've got to get excited about your business, and you've got to be committed to taking it to the next level, and that's what this call is all about tonight. You know, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and at 11 o'clock tomorrow, actually, in Japan. So I want to welcome all of you to be all of you on this call tonight. I actually want to congratulate you for getting on this call, not making excuses, and making the commitment to building your Ambit Energy business. Now, this is what commitment looks like. You got to be registered for the national conference. Ambition 2017, August 30th, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Dallas, Texas. You know, if you've been on this call at all, ever, you've heard me talk about being registered for Ambition. But I want to talk to the new people for just a second, because we've got a lot of new consultants that joined the business during the last promotion. Fortunately for everyone, they got extended. The triple double is still in existence. But guys, let me tell you, if you're new to this business and you're within your first 30 days, you get a special discounted rate to register for our national conference for only $149. It's not going to get any cheaper than that. So you have an opportunity to register and show your commitment by being registered for the national conference, and that qualifies you for the triple double bonus. So go ahead and get that done, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But listen, I want to go ahead and introduce our featured speaker for the evening. This guy's won numerous awards. He's won the Crystal Sphere Award. He's won the People's the Ambit Choice Award. He's been on numerous five-star trips. He's the Thompson Leadership Award winner, which is the most coveted award that you can receive from our corporate office in Ambit Energy. But most importantly, he's in the trenches building the business. He has an awesome team that's growing, and he's going to help us tonight take it to the next level. Please welcome to the call executive consultant, Tony Procopio. Tony Pro, are you there?
I'm here, Bear. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you?
I'm doing great tonight, and I really appreciate that the introduction. I sit there and think about it. I'm like, I don't even know who you're talking about with those things that you were saying. I'm like, oh, yeah, that is us. You know, we're just my wife and I are just average people that just keep going. That's really what we're doing, so staying focused. So I appreciate that, Bear. Thank you. You know, you guys, really, really excited to be on the call tonight. You know, Bear, you're one of my favorite people in Ambit Energy. Always always happy to converse with you on the phone, text, and stuff like that. And that's what it's all about is, you know, people helping people do things and get extraordinary things done by just being average people that go out and work really hard. And that's really what it's about, you know. And any time that Brian McClure, I'll tell you guys right now, you should put this in your goals. Have Brian McClure, make it a goal to have Brian McClure one day call you and ask you to take care and be on the national call when he's not able to do it. So put that in as a goal, because I'm telling you, it is a great moment when that happens, and it'll help you with your business. And, you know, it's one of the things that I did when I first got started in the business. I made it a goal at one point to get to get onto a call like this or have a national call or speak to a national audience. And, you know, it's when you say things and you confess things, that's how you possess them. So, you know, right now I'm more excited about Ambit Energy than ever. I've been with Ambit Energy for 5 years. I'm a former recruiter in the IT and sales sector. My wife is a former daycare provider and now just does an after-school program for kids by choice. And we run a part-time summer camp for kids as well by choice. But the timing has never been better in the 5 years that I've been in the business. It just keeps getting better. I mean, think about this. We're in 16 states plus Washington, D.C., plus Japan with more expansion to come. A 1%, I saw the new business presentation that just came out. It's up on PowerZone now. Anybody can download that and get pointers on how to do that. You can download the script that goes along with it, too. But, you know, a 1% market share worldwide, that's what we have. See, we've been talking about 3% market share, but now as we expand, every time that we open up a new state or a new country, our market share drops, and we're now 1% global market share. And, you know, this is really exciting because we're heading into the best time of the year for this business, and we have electricity, we have natural gas in many states, We have solar in many states. You know, I just had a chance to hang out with people from Sunrun Solar, our partner company on the solar side. And, you know, Jeff Rollins, executive consultant Jeff Rollins, organized an event. We went out to Yankee Stadium and, you know, got to see the Yankees play on Friday night and got to hang out with some of the Sunrun people. So what an exciting time to be a part of this thing. Haven't seen anything better in my lifetime in any kind of business, let alone in network marketing or the energy sector. So we're in the right place at the right time. I'm totally thankful because we have a wonderful team of people who've come aboard in Ambit, and they have goals and dreams and desires and aspirations. And, you know, thankful that Brian McClure set this thing in motion, and Jerry and Chris and John Impact Corporate, as well as consultant support. You know, they never get enough recognition. And then, you know, through the line of sponsorship where I come from, which is Ray Monty, you know, these are people that have influenced my wife and I, Norbert Hennessy, Renee Harris, Frank Nagel, Jay Emma, and Jeff Rollins. And then also from sideline and from people who may not even know that they influenced us, but early on in the game, you know, Sean Cornett and Damian Pikachuk, people that, you know, I started looking at information that Sean was putting out there on a regular basis. He's such a studier and a researcher, and I gravitated toward that. And, you know, we've become good friends in the business, and Kim and Jim Mason setting an example for us on how to build the business as a couple for my wife and I, along with Tim and Missy Ullinger. You know, and Kirk Horan has been an incredible inspiration to us. Lane Winsett, I mean, I can't say enough about all these people, and I want to take a few minutes to do that because that's what this is all about, and I'm going to tie this all together. Coach Allen, if you're out there, thank you so much. Richard and Mary coming up and helping us out in the Northeast. We really gravitated toward you guys. And newcomers on the block, Tim and Sonia Devine, you know, really cranking things out. We've learned a lot from them. Bob Granger, can't thank you enough. And Chris and Debbie Atkinson, you know, coming up to the Northeast and helping us out and always being there for three-way calls for us and our team. And recently, Henry Yee. And we got to know Henry Yee on a five-star trip, and brought a lot of the mental mindset of the game into our team from Henry Yee and the wonderful couple Caesar and Sonia Buffoni, some of the warmest people and most helpful people in the world. Thank you guys. Those are some of the people who have influenced us. And the reason that I mention people, and you should too, when you're talking to people in this business, is the more you can tell people about relationships that you have with people who are successful in this business, the more success you're going to have. You know, in most businesses, you know, you're building relationships with people where they want to get ahead of you and stay ahead of you. And in this business, we're building relationships with people because they want to share with you so that you can pass them. That's what we have in this business. And, you know, in the real world, things like plagiarizing and stealing information and robbing and theft and copying, those are bad words. But in our business, those are things that are called duplication, because the more that you can plagiarize and steal and rob and copy from other people, the faster your business will grow. So those things are crimes in normal businesses, and they're the best thing that you can do in our business is encouraged. So, you know, from Ray Monty, I found some tremendous key lines in building a relationship with Ray Monty. I mean, I think about this. He always talks about finding people who want it worse than you. I'll never forget that. I always talk about it all the time. And you're looking for people who are looking for you. Kim and Jim Mason, they always talk about work for 600 days like your life depends on it. See, that became the Bible to my wife and I. And Lane Winsett with the 5T attributes and Brian McClure, I mean, find out. Brian said this, I'll never forget it. Why do we show people the plan? We show people the plan to find out what people want so we can show them how Ambit Energy can help them get it. See, we're not showing them the plan to try to find out if they want to join Ambit. We're showing them the plan to find out exactly what their why is, what they want in their life, so that we can then show them how Ambit Energy is the vehicle, the best vehicle, to help them get that. And that's what we're doing here. So I want to talk a little bit about what I call a blitz or a burst of activity using actionable intelligence. That's a key word, actionable intelligence. Because actionable intelligence only works, first of all, you have to be in the right place at the right time for actionable intelligence to work. Once you're in the right place at the right time, which all of you are right now, you're on this call, you're in Ambit Energy, you're in the right place at the right time with a massively fast-growing, you know, huge explosion and expansion business that you can move forward in. So you're in the right place at the right time, but you have to recognize that you're in the right place at the right time And once you recognize that, you then have to do what Brian McClure says is take massive positive action, but you have to take it the right way. So you need information to be able to take that action the right way. And that information, it needs to be timely, and it needs to be accurate. And, you know, it's what mission critical teams in the business world and in the military world, they call it actionable intelligence, because without intelligence, information that you can take action on, the right information, nothing gets done. So some examples of actionable intelligence in this business, you know, I just gave a few of them. The right people to take the right advice from. I just told you about how we plagiarized and stole. I just consider myself to be the best thief in Ambit Energy, because I'm looking for every time I go to meet someone or I'm at an event or I go in and get on a conference call with someone, I'm looking for one key line or more out of that conference call that I can add to my arsenal, because this business is built from one key line to the next. So being with the right people and taking advice from them is an example of actionable intelligence. Listening to the right audio recordings and getting on conference calls. Reading the right books that lift you up. And being at the right events and plugging into the right events. And speaking of events, you know, I heard all the people on the call chiming in that they have their ticket to Ambition. They have their ticket to the big event. They have their ticket to the big show. You know, that's an incredible thing. I can't wait to see all those people and get around our family, our Ambit family down there at Ambition in Dallas over Labor Day weekend. It's actually, Thursday, Friday, Saturday before Labor Day. So really, no excuse for anybody to get there. I mean, really, Ambition is the number one greatest bounty. It's the greatest bounty of actionable intelligence that anyone can receive in Ambit Energy. And we all receive it the same way. It doesn't matter whether you're a marketing consultant or a national consultant. You are going to get the same exact information by being there. So when you combine that with the time of year, because the summer is over, basically over at that point, right around Labor Day, it's in between the holidays, it's the end of the year is coming up, people start thinking about year-end things and what they're doing. And it usually gives us a higher pay structure after Ambition for being an attendee. I mean, think about that. The biggest announcements ever have come at Ambition. And you combine that with the fact that you personally will become bulletproof because of the training, the inspiration, and the development that you will get, and the confidence that you will exude when you come back. It's night and day, the people, the results that they have. You have the recipe then for fast growth. So, you know, my wife and I, we decided to strike while the iron was hot. And really, when you look at Ambition, well, let's look at some Ambition facts. These are facts that Ambit Energy puts out about Ambition. These are facts. You can't distort facts. But Ambition attendees earn between 70% and 97% more than their counterparts who don't attend Ambition. So if you're a senior consultant on the call and you attend Ambition, you're going to make 70 to 97% more than the senior consultant that doesn't go to Ambition. Think about this. Ambition attendees promote 25 to 50% faster than people who don't attend Ambition. Think about that again. I'm going to say that again. Ambition attendees promote 25 to 50% faster than people, the same exact counterpart, that don't attend Ambition. So if you really want to boil it down to this, let's take those numbers and apply it to people's why. All right, so if you're going to earn 70 to 97% more by going to Ambition, then that means that as an attendee at Ambition, you right now, as a consultant in Ambit Energy that attends, you're going to get your why, what you want out of the business. You're going to get your why 70 to 97% faster than if you didn't go to Ambition. That's why we got on the Whatever It Takes program. It's $149 right now to get to Ambition. I mean, we drove to our first Ambition. People can fly. We didn't have enough money to fly, so we drove. You know, ridiculous. The price of tickets then that year was ridiculous. It was like $500 per person, the cheapest flights we could find. Right now, we're finding $220 flights. $200, $250 flights out of New York and cheaper elsewhere. So whatever it is, drive or fly or get there, share a room, whatever you have to do to be at that event, it's 3 days out of your life. Say it costs $1,000. I mean, my wife and I went there, two of us, the first year, by bringing food with us in our car and driving there and cutting the cost on everything, including bringing peanut butter and jelly and bread to make sandwiches so that we didn't have to buy food out, okay, we went for less than $1,000 between the two of us. So you can definitely do that. But if your boss at your job right now said to you, hey, you know, I want you to go down to Dallas, Texas for 3 days on your own dime. I don't care how you get there or what you eat when you're there or where you stay, but it's going to cost you whatever. On your own dime, it's going to cost you $1,000 to get there or less. And you need to be there for those 3 days. And then when you come back, I'm going to pay you 70 to 97% more than what you were making when you went down there. I mean, you'd have to be an idiot not to take your boss up on that, even if it was out of your own pocket. See, and you would do it, most people would do it, because it's the job. It's the job mentality. See, now in the business world with Ambit Energy, this is your business. And if you treat your business, a lot of people say treat it like a business and it'll pay you, you know, accordingly. Okay, I like to say treat it like a job. See, treat this business like it's your job, and you can't pay your bills unless you go to your job. So you can't pay your bills unless you go and do Ambit. That's when you'll have the success in this business. So definitely get to Ambition. It is a life changer. And when you combine it with what I'm going to talk about now, which is this burst of activity, this 90-day blitz or burst or 90-day game plan, whatever you want to call it, my wife and I started hearing about this information from this guy, Eric Worre, who's, you know, a network marketing trainer. And you can actually Google this. If you Google 90-day game plan, 90-day game plan, if you Google that and then you click on videos, you'll find a video that comes up. It's about 40 minutes long that details what I'm going to talk about. So everybody, this is exactly where I found the information. And then I applied it to Ambit Energy. I'm going to talk about this a little bit because it started out, my wife and I, you know, the anatomy of this blitz was first we had to decide that we could potentially go out and get radical results in a compressed time frame. That was the notion of doing a 90-day game plan and being focused for 90 days in a burst of activity, similar to like an airplane, when an airplane is going to take off. So, you know, we just flew out to Texas recently, and we're on that airplane. I was thinking about this because we're getting ready to start another 90-day blitz. And I was thinking about the airplane, how Eric Worre talked about this, and he said, if the pilot pushes forward on the throttle 50%, we're never going to get off the ground. We'll go all the way to the end of the runway, and we will never, ever get off the ground. Then he said, well, what about 80%? What about 90%? See, even at 95, 97, 99%, of capacity, the plane will not get off the ground. And that's why they push the throttle forward at 100% so that they can have an initial burst of activity to get that plane off the ground, and then it levels off and expends less energy and uses less energy as it's cruising, but it's cruising at a higher level. So let's take that for your business. Let's apply that to the business. So let's say you could accelerate your results and get yourself from marketing consultant to senior consultant very quickly, or from regional to executive, or from regional to senior, or from senior to executive very quickly in a short period of time. Now you're at that cruising altitude, and you can do it very quickly by compressing time. And that's how you do it. So it started out as just me and my wife, one couple going out, and we decided to do this thing. We pre-launched our business, and what that meant, we pre-launched our 90-day game plan, and what that meant is we cleared everything out of our lives that we needed to clear out, whether it was, you know, fixing things around the house or going and visiting people. But we basically mapped out everything in our 90-day period of time from the day we started to 90 days out. We put in all of our family time. We put in all of our work time. We blocked all of those things out, family time, work time, and church time. We blocked all of those things out of our calendar, and then sleep time. We blocked that out, which meant that everything else that was left was things where we could decide what to do with that time. And we looked at our schedule, and we had about 10 to 15 hours a week of time where we could decide whatever we wanted to do with. And we decided it was going to go to Ambit Energy. Every waking moment that we had that was not family, that was not church, and was not work and sleep. Well, sleep is not waking time. But every waking moment we had, we decided to put that into Ambit Energy. So you figure that out. Whatever you have to do. If you have kids, put that in your schedule. And whatever you have to do to make sure that you're taking care of your family and your work or your career, and what you have with religion or church, get all that out of the way, and now you've got a clean slate to work with. So then we launched our business. So it took us about a month or two to clear our lives and get everything done that we wanted to. And so right now we're getting ready to enter 90-day blitz with our team, and we're talking about clearing everyone's schedule right now all the way through Ambition so that the day after Labor Day, which is, I think, September 5th, we're going to launch a 90-day blitz, and it's going to go till December 5th. And you'll find out more about that, but what it is that we decided in 10 to 15 hours a week, and you can commit more to that or you can commit less than that, whatever you want to do, but we decided we were going to show the plan 90 times in 90 days. That was our initial goal. We're going to show the plan every single day for 90 days, as much as we could. 90 plans in 90 days. And what happened was, by committing to that, we ended up at the end of 90 days, we ended up showing the plan to 270 people, 270 exposures. Now, these weren't all our personal exposures. These were exposures combined with people on our team doing two-on-ones, inviting people to business presentations, doing in-home grand openings. We did that. And at the end of that 90-day period, 270 exposures, 62 people joined our team out of those 270. It's not astronomical results. It's about 3 out of 10, 2 or 2.5 out of 10. It's not a big deal. And 17 of those people were personally sponsored by us because we were out there. We decided we were going to do this thing faster than anybody. We were going to set the pace. And what happened out of those 62 people that joined our team is those 62 brought in another 75 during that 90-day blitz. Now, think about this. We were senior consultants working toward executive. We didn't have any senior consultants on our team at that point in our senior code. So we were very far. We were basically new senior consultants when we did this. It brought in over 600 customers during that time frame, which more than doubled the size of our business at that point. It was an incredible thing. What took us 2.5 years to do up until that point, what took us about 2 years to do up until that point, we did more than that in the 90-day concentrated, compressed time frame, 90-day period to get radical results. And, you know, that's what this is all about. So this is actionable intelligence. That's what we talk about, actionable intelligence. And for tonight and tomorrow, I'm going to give you some more actionable intelligence right now. Because I heard Brian McClure say that, you know, when he talked about finding out what people want and showing them how to get it, that's the key. That's the key to your actionable intelligence. When you can go out and meet with people and find out what they want before you press play on the video, before you start talking to them about Ambit and what you're doing, and before you introduce them to other people or, you know, follow up or whatever it is, if you can find out what people want and keep that in the forefront, you're going to get compressed results, radical results in a compressed time frame. That's one of the keys. Because your success depends on your ability to get a large group of people to do a few simple things over an extended period of time. That's worth repeating right there, because your success depends on your ability to get a large group of people to do a few simple things over an extended period of time. So how does that apply to Ambit Energy? Well, the few things that we get people to do, large groups of people to do, over an extended period of time, we talk about it every time we show the plan. It's in the video. It's everything that we do. We only make money two ways. We gather a handful of loyal customers. That's the first thing. And we help others do the same. So those are the two simple things that we're going to get people to do. So the first simple thing we're going to get people to do is gather a handful of loyal customers. How do we do that? We get them trained on Ambit University 212 with Ray Monty, where he teaches step one, ask people for the favor. And step two, get the yes before you even talk about Ambit or energy or savings or any of that. Before you talk about Ambit or electricity or energy, you should be asking people for a favor and getting a yes. And that's in the training. It's been there since I joined the business, and it's the best way to teach people how to do that. Ambit U212, getting them paid by Ray Monty. So that's the first thing you're going to help them do, is get them trained on that so they will do the first simple thing, gather a handful of loyal customers, and they'll do it over an extended period of time. The second thing we do is we help other people do the same thing. So what does that mean? That means that we have to invite people to take a look at the business. That's how we get people to help us, that's how we help other people do the same thing, is by inviting people to take a look so that we can teach them to do the same thing. So, you know, the invitation is also known as booking appointments. Let's call it that, you know, because that's what it is. It's filling up your calendar with appointments based on an invitation so that you can show people the plan. So getting good at the invitation. It's very simple. We have invitation training. Ray actually does the invitation training on AmbitU. It's AmbitU 205. Chris Atkinson does the invitation training on the Jumpstart training on Ambit University. So we have two top leaders that have made millions and millions of dollars in this business teaching all of us and all of our people to do that simple thing, the invitation. You know, I love Tiffany Wood probably did the best invitation training that I'd ever heard. I was at a training in the Northeast, and she came out, and I was there to get a nugget of information and wisdom, and sure enough, she walked out, and she said this, and I'll never forget it, and I've taught it to many people along the way, and she's one of the most timid people, calm people, you know, very, very a nice person that is very concerned about other people. She's not a salesperson. She's not, a person that's a closer. She's someone who is just kind and considerate. And so she said this. She said her invitation that she did basically said, you know, I'm not going to be disappointed if you aren't going to be my customer. And I'm not going to be disappointed if you don't join me in what I'm doing or if you don't like what I'm doing. I'm not going to be disappointed at all. But I'm going to be very disappointed if you don't at least take a look. And I was like, that right there is gold. We've taught that to so many people. I've never forgotten it. I have slides on it. I talk about it all the time. Invitation. See, but once you have the invitation, here's some more actionable intelligence for you. Once you have an invitation, set up a time to meet with somebody and say, okay, great, 2 p.m. Starbucks, I'll see you there. Or 7 p.m. at your house, I'll see you there. Or whatever it is, whatever your appointment is. I'm going to give you two simple steps that you can add so that you can avoid yourself getting no-showed, or so that you'll basically be letting people know that you're serious and you want to move forward with the business, all right, and letting people know that your calendar is just as important as theirs. So once you book an appointment with someone and you're getting ready to put them in the calendar, I highly recommend doing this. I always say the same thing. I say, hey, Jim, I'll see you at Dunkin' Donuts at 2 o'clock, and you know what? I'm really good at keeping appointments. How are you at it? And that's all I do, and I wait for Jim to give me a response. And if I don't hear the response I want, and he sounds like he's, you know, shifty or, you know, not sure if he's going to be there, he's no longer in my calendar, and you'll just save yourself a whole bunch of time. So, again, it's basically, hey, Jim, I'm really good at keeping appointments. How are you at it? Now they have to answer you. They have to think about it, and they have to apply their time and their schedule to your calendar, and they know that you're serious. And then he'll say, oh, no, I'm going to keep an appointment. I'll see you too at Dunkin' Donuts. And I'll say, great. Here's the second thing. Jim, that's great because I'm definitely going to be there without having to confirm. Can I count on you to be there as well? So there it is again. I'm definitely going to be there without having to confirm. Can I count on you to be there as well? Those two things are goals for booking appointments. I learned those a long time ago from someone who made millions of dollars in network marketing. I applied it to everything I've ever done, network marketing or not, in my life, and it has saved me a lot of time and a lot of aggravation, and it will help you as well. I know that it works. It's worked for thousands or maybe hundreds of thousands of people. So look, my wife and I did this. We wrote down what we wanted when we were senior consultants and we wanted to get to executive. We wrote down what we wanted. We wrote down what we were willing to commit to get it in a 90-day time frame. At that point, my wife and I were working 70 hours. Myself, I was working. She was working 65 hours. We were still behind on almost all of our bills in this business. We were getting ahead on some of them. And at that point, we hadn't been on vacation, I think, in 573 weeks in a row or something like that. It was like 11 years in a row we hadn't been on a vacation. But by committing to this 90-day burst of activity and staying focused on it and showing the plan every single day and helping other people do the same thing and focusing on getting a large group of people to do a few simple things over an extended period of time and getting on the Whatever It Takes program, we're now at the point where I do 0 hours of work in that career because I left it shortly after we had this 90-day blitz. And my wife is now down, Diana's down to 10 hours a week, and it's just she can stop any time. All of our bills are covered. We're on no vacations in 573 weeks, and we've been on 6 vacations in the last 100 weeks. We could go on more any time. We actually decided to take the entire month of July and travel and go and see people that we haven't seen, relatives that we haven't seen in years, many years, some of them more than a decade. It's the Whatever It Takes program. So my question to you is this. If you could get radical results in a compressed time frame, how many hours per week in a concentrated 90 days is your dream or your why worth? What is that worth to you? Because in my case, being able to leave a 70-hour work week and being able to have all my bills paid and wake up every morning without having to worry about money ever again for the rest of my life, I knew it was going to be a good feeling. I absolutely knew that that was going to be a good feeling. To not have to worry about a job or an alarm clock or money when I woke up. But I'm telling you right now, if you knew how good it felt, you would already be there right now. It is one of the greatest feelings to have, and it's something that's right at your fingertips right now with the right time of year, with the right event coming up in ambition, and the right group of people to be focused with. You can make this happen in your life, and you can get your why in a 90-day compressed time frame. You can have radical results that will completely change the direction of your business and your life forever. So, hey Bear, I'm going to leave it back to you. I don't want to go over. I know we got to keep track of people's time, so I've really appreciated sharing with you. And, I hope that that's going to help some people out as we move forward beyond ambition as well. So thanks for having me on.
Hey, guys, you guys, hold on a second. I'm going to open up the lines and let you all say thank you to Tony yourselves in just a quick second. But I got to tell you this. This is definitely one of those calls that we got to listen to again. Got to listen to this call again. That was so much information, all of it spot on. I'm taking notes, and I'm like, okay, I got to hear it again because I know that I missed a couple of things. And I refuse to miss a couple of things on this call, okay? Not only that, but you need to get your team members that were not on this call to listen to this call. So listen to this one, okay? We're going to have it up on topambitleaders.com in a couple of days. So I'm going to be working with the team to get that up and get it edited and up for you. And we should listen to this call one more time. Tony, thank you so much for the information and the contribution that you've been with us tonight. And I just look forward to putting this in action and seeing the results that you were talking about.
All right, Bear. Hey, I can't wait to give you a great big bear hug down at Ambition.
You got one coming.
Okay, guys. We'll see you then, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to open up the line. Sorry, hang on. I want them to say thank you to you, too. Here we go.